Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Thursday. One of the things that's happening is that for some of us, school is about to resume. Up here in Hanover County, next week, September the 8th, school starts. Some of us are doing virtual, some are doing in-person. Now, the city of Richmond is all virtual, which would be fantastic, I suppose, if in fact those students had laptops or Chromebooks to work on. But a huge number of them don't. And I wanted to try and get a handle on that and some of the other stuff that's going on in the city. Mike Dickinson is running for the city council in Richmond, the first district, if memory serves. And Mike is joining us. Mike, thanks for being here.
It's always good to be on your show, the beacon of truth and the truth in Richmond, Virginia, is right here with you.
Well, that is very, very kind, and I appreciate that. can we talk a little bit about the schools? When are they opening in the city of Richmond, and have they figured out how these kids are going to be learning things?
The schools are supposed to open in Richmond for virtual learning next week. Mm-hmm. And if it didn't make everybody so mad, I think we could talk about them. It is just such a Mickey Mouse operation that we have, because these problems that we have, we've known about them. We must have known about them for 4 or 5 months, and we're just now being told. There were 10,000 laptops short for the students.
Wow.
There's estimates that 70% of families that live in Richmond don't have child care for the kids during the day, so that they can go to stay at home and do school. So we've got all kinds of problems.
Right.
And none of these things were looked into or talked about or made public until a week before classes begin. You know, either somebody is extremely incompetent at the school administration, or they just wanted to push this virtual learning through without thinking of any of the infrastructure involved with it, you know?
Yeah. The school superintendent, I mean the current school superintendent, because if he is like most of the other school superintendents we've seen through the years, he's probably not going to stay, right? He'll be here for a couple of years and then find someplace else to go
yeah.
in with the dog and pony show. They all
yeah.
seem to come in with this like it's like the Music Man, you know, they come
right.
in and I got all the answers and before you can catch them in it, they're off to somewhere else. But what has he said about the shortage, 10,000 students in the city of Richmond without any sort of a device?
He's very sorry about it. That's all he said.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Well, Mike, now look, in all candor, you know, you can't fault him for that, right? I mean, that's one of those answers that,
Well, if it was private business, in any business, you're graded on results that you get and being able to anticipate a problem.
Yes.
And we're paying him $250,000 a year. And this has been a date that's been set in stone. Go back to school after Labor Day. They've known this since March when they closed the schools. So
right.
between then and now, at some point, he's going to have known, rather than to just drop the bomb the week before school starts, hey, 10,000 of you aren't going to have laptops, and we know a lot of the parents can't work because they got to stay at home, but we're going to do the virtual learning. You know, these are problems that in the real world, if you run a McDonald's and you don't have hamburgers when you open up, that manager gets fired.
That's right.
If you run a wrestling promotion and you don't have a ring, somebody is held accountable.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Right. It just seems like in Richmond we have no accountability.
Wow. All right. So, you know, you raise another issue there. It's not just the lack of laptops. It's the idea that there are parents who are scrambling since their kids are not going to be in school. If they're responsible parents, and I'd like to think the vast majority of parents everywhere are responsible parents, they're saying, hey, I got to stay home now because we don't have any sort of daycare. There's no sort of program. And are you telling me once again there was no body at RPS who thought about this?
Exactly. So it doesn't. I don't understand how they don't think of these things. And the mayor's his solution to it is another crazy thing. Now we're going to open up 5 schools during the day for kids to come to and do their learning at. So the kids are going to be in the school. The schools are going to be open, but the teachers are going to be at home. What world do we live in?
Wait a minute. Okay. So let me understand this correctly. So the mayor says we're going to open up 5 schools. The kids will be dropped off there, but it's still going to be virtual learning while the teachers are at home teaching.
Yes.
Okay. man, you know, after 2 cocktails and a dare, I couldn't come up with this sort of nonsense. Are you kidding me? Goodness gracious. All right. So Mike, at the end of the day, man, I worry about those kids. And all kidding aside, those children who go to RPS are already, in many cases, in a rough situation. We've got so many schools that are they're unaccredited. They don't have toilet paper. They don't have textbooks, for God's sakes. And now they're going to victimize these children again.
The sad thing is that the poor kids, they're the ones that are going to suffer the most. Yeah. They don't have the resources to get out. They don't have the resources to go somewhere else. They have to put up with the mediocrity that the Richmond school system gives them. Yep. And then, you know, we have to listen to lectures from the mayor about things not being fair or equal. Well, what do you say to those kids that you're sticking in a no-win situation? Mayor doesn't care. He wants to lecture everybody about how the world isn't fair and this and that, but then he turns around and he's doing nothing to help those kids.
Yeah, it's awful. Now, one of the issues we have up here in Hanover County, Mike, is internet accessibility. What about for the children in Richmond? Is that an issue?
Yes. Many of the kids that live in subsidized housing and live in Southside, they don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have a Wi-Fi connection. That's another critical thing that nobody thought about when they had 6 months to formulate this plan of theirs. Nobody thought about it.
Wow. Here's what it feels like to me, and I'm not saying this is what happened, but listening to the reports on this, it sounds to me like about 6 months ago when all this happened, you had a huge number of people at RPS say, hey, we closed the schools, it's vacation time.
Right.
And then what, 10 days ago they went, holy crap, we said we're opening them up? Okay, well now we gotta cobble together some sort of half-you-know-what sort of a plan.
Right. And to me, I really believe it's, you know, the governor endorsed Stoney, Mayor Stoney, the other day for reelection, saying he's done a great job in taking Richmond to the next level. I don't know what the next level he took Richmond to is. Tell Detroit, we're one step closer to Detroit. You know, and so I believe that there was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff where the mayor has promised the governor he's going to drag Richmond and keep Richmond closed as long as he can to prolong this, you know, corona pandemic. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't care if it impacts the kids. He doesn't care who it impacts. He just wants to ram this through and keep everything shut down to go along with the governor's narrative as long as he can.
Wow. It's insanity. Mike Dickinson is joining us. Mike is running for the city council, first district in the city of Richmond. Mike, Before I let you go, I've got to ask you about law enforcement in the city. I've heard from a lot of people that you got 100, 200 members of the Richmond Police Department right now saying, thanks, we're looking for anything else.
Yes, it is a scary time that we have. Nobody on city council, with the exception of maybe Reba Trammell and Kim Gray, will say they unequivocally support the police. Mm-hmm. The mayor is no friend of the police department. Right. There's nothing being done. These protesters, these protesters that are causing problems, they get arrested, they get bailed out, and then they're at the scene of the next protest or the next riot, causing more problems.
Yeah.
And no one's doing anything about it. And there's just no support for the police right now amongst the elected officials. The people of Richmond desperately want law enforcement, and they desperately want the streets cleaned up.
Yep.
But we're getting no support from anybody that's elected. They're all afraid of these radical protest terrorist groups.
It's crazy stuff. Hey, Mike, for folks that want to learn more about your campaign, where do they do that?
They can go to www.votedickinson.com. They can go to my Facebook page, The Real Mike Dickinson, or they can go to my Twitter page, Mike Saves RVA.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you being here. That's Mike Dickinson. He is running for city council in the first district in the city of Richmond. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.